Thought we're changing this up there, Tanner. Wasn't expecting this again, but we'll see. Yeah, I got to change the theme song. I'm getting sick of this one, honestly. It's time to make a change. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN, and good to be with you on this Monday, the 25th of September. 2023, as the year just kind of ticks by and by, and we have a number of things into which I would like to dive today, and I don't know, some of them are fun, some of them maybe not so fun, but one of them at least is kind of a follow-up to something I've mentioned in the past and something that I ended the show with, I think, last Friday, but I want to ask, there's got to be opinions on this. There have got to be people who feel the way I do about hating the way people ride bicycles in the street. Well, that too. But I won't tell you where this happened, but the dude on a bike makes a left onto a street and then proceeds to ride in the middle of the street with my car behind him, like utterly unaware that he was in traffic. And I always say, you bicycle people, you want to be treated with respect, follow the motor vehicle laws, because you're supposed to, even though you're not a motor vehicle. I didn't honk the horn. I just patiently waited, which I might add is very uncharacteristic of me. Thank you very much. So it took the patience of Job and the heart of a saint not to do anything. But I've told you before, I think road rage is pretty stupid. Even though I did get told to perform a physically impossible act backing out of a parking spot this weekend at a local restaurant, dude was going the wrong way on a one-way in a parking lot. And I simply pointed. I didn't give him the finger. I pointed like, hey, dude, you're going the wrong way. And he was in a tan pickup truck, and he was a young man, and he squealed his tires leaving the lot. I was so impressed at what a big man he must be. It's just like, really, dude? I mean, seriously? I wish that I would have followed him and gotten his tag and just reported aggressive driving, but I just want to get home and take it easy and relax. You know, let him wrap his pickup truck around a light pole for all I care. Anyway, what are the other topics that, you can tell what kind of a weekend it was. So, the Bills won, so everything is okay. Very convincing win over the Washington Commanders. Still not used to saying Washington Commanders, I might say. But I guess I'll echo what one of our post-game commentators on our sister station said. Way to go, Washington, with those 3 points at the end of the game. Yeah, that's something to celebrate. But, hey, if you've been following the Bills long enough, you know that there have been Bills teams that have done that. And you kind of consider it a moral victory just to put points on the board, especially at home. Because right now the Bills are one of the better teams in the National Football League. Are they Super Bowl quality? I don't think so. But you know, time will tell, and we'll see what happens. Injuries can happen to key players. Happens all the time. And it's, you have to be realistic about these things. You have to be realistic. I don't want to put any bad mojo out there, but you never know when one of your key guys is going to go down, or the key guy is going to go down. And you can never take anything for granted until everything is all wrapped up. But something that we started to talk about last Friday that I do want to bring back is, are you personally, and you can say yes or no, just give me some reasons, kill some time, but you can give me yes or no on this. Do you believe that America has become a nation of slobs? Have we become a nation of slovens, S-L-O-V-E-N-S, slovens? And actually stole that word from the English Civil War era, where somebody looked at Oliver Cromwell and basically said, this guy is a slob. Well, he said it in Elizabethan. He said, that man beeth a sloven. And the guy he was talking to said, yes, he may be, but I assure you, if things ever come to a blow with the king, Charles I, that slob is going to be the ruler of England. And that's exactly what happened. So that was a case where dress did not necessarily indicate the stature of the man, even though Cromwell's people did some pretty nasty things, especially to the Irish. But I don't think this is a time to get into that. But do you believe in your heart of hearts that are we better as a society because we have become a casual society, or are we worse as a society because we have become casual? And I've been trying to figure out when casual really started. And I guess if I had to take a wild guess, and this is just from my looking at pictures and stuff over the years, I would say somewhere between 1967 and 1970 was the beginning of American slobbiness. Nobody dresses, it seems, for anything anymore. And I'm kind of curious, especially those of you in an office setting. You remember The Office, right? The place with cubicles where you go and you're the only one there now because everybody else is working from home. Yeah, that's The Office. But how are you impressed or not impressed by the way people dress? And full disclosure, I know that it might sound right now like I'm wearing a tuxedo and shiny shoes and little pocket square properly folded, possibly a bow tie that I tie myself. Once I figure out how to do that, I've got to watch the YouTube videos. But that is absolutely not the case. I mentioned this last Friday, but typically at work, I believe, especially doing this for a living, and maybe what you do for a living too, I don't know, but I need to be casual because I don't feel like wrecking any good clothes on the many sharp and pointed objects that there are involved in doing a radio show. Now, you might laugh and say, sharp and pointy objects? Well, look, there's always the pen that leaks. There's always the drink that gets spilled. There's always the sharp corner of some metallic piece of equipment that can wreck a fine pair of trousers and basically destroy a nice suit. So when I work, just so you know, and full disclosure, it's T-shirt, sweatpants, or shorts, depending on the weather. And we have an interesting heating and cooling system at the radio station. In the summertime, the heat comes on, and it does a great job heating the building. And then in the wintertime, the air conditioning comes on, and it does a great job of cooling the building, which is one of the reasons why I don't see much point in getting dressed up for work, because I don't feel like sweating unnecessarily onto perfectly fine clothes. So anyway, yeah, doing the show, I dress absolutely, positively like a slob. No ifs, no ands, no buts. I own it. I admit to that. But as I said Friday last, if I go out to, let's say, a casual place, I'll be wearing my cowboy boots. I'll be wearing jeans, maybe a T-shirt, possibly a cutoff T-shirt, depending on whether I have had a chance to work out, which hopefully I'll get cleared to do tomorrow at the doctor's office, the never-ending round of eye doctors. So hopefully I'll be able to wear a cutoff shirt before too long as things get pumped up and muscular again. But typically, it's going to at least be a decent T-shirt, maybe a nice button shirt. It's not cheap, but it goes along with the jeans and the boots and all that stuff, right? So that is what I would call intermediate casual dress. And then, of course, there is the more dress-up situation where you might care to wear a tuxedo to certain very, very formal functions, or at least a nice suit if you are going out to dinner at a decent place. I just think it's a respectful thing. But I'm just kind of curious, what is your take on how you personally dress, all right? And look, if you don't own a suit, if you're a dude, and if you don't own a fine dress, if you're a lady, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to look down at you because there's no point in doing that. And the fact of the matter is you might not have those things in your wardrobe because you don't need them. Although I would say that at a funeral, everybody has to be dressed appropriately at a funeral. At a wedding, I think people need to be dressed appropriately. That way, when you throw up after 18 martinis, you can pay the dry cleaner a fair amount of money to get off the puke. But anyway, do you believe, as you look out at Western New York, as you look out at the United States, that you see a nation of slobs or a nation of people who are just being comfortable in their own skin? And here's the deal. Despite what Tom in Lackawanna might complain about when he calls into the show, people do judge you based on the way you look. And there is a, let's take it from me, because there are times when I'm not working where I'm just going to wear sweatpants out the door and a t-shirt and maybe a leather jacket, and that's it. And the treatment that I receive dressing that way is nothing like the treatment if I just happen to put on a suit because I'm doing something that night and I have some errands to do before people. It's innate to the human consciousness. People judge you based on the way you look. And I don't mean, look, you're not responsible for your face, okay? That's genetics. You're not responsible for your hair. That's genetics and whether or not you've got a good stylist or hairdresser, whatever. I'm not talking about your makeup, if you wear makeup, but people do judge you based on how you appear. And if you appear like a gentlewoman or a gentleman, chances are you are going to receive better treatment than if you do not do those things. Just even in... even in my own life, a really weird thing happened because I had long hair for about a decade. And I enjoyed my long hair. It was a bit of a pain in the butt, but everybody seems to think that it looks better short, except maybe, I'd say 80% of the people think it looks better short, 20% of the people wish I'd grow it long again. These are people that I know. But frankly, it's a heck of a lot easier to take care of it when it's short. And it's funny, but even something as stupid as that, you tend to get more respect. Although, even with the long hair, true story, I'm not going to tell you where this happened. It might have been Cleveland, might have been Detroit. I honestly don't remember. But walked into a hotel one night, and I was carrying a guitar case, and I was wearing a suit with a black T-shirt, and immediately got upgraded to the presidential suite. Like, apparently, the person at the desk thought I was somebody important. And I kind of laughed, and I took advantage of the presidential suite at this fine hotel in one of those Midwestern cities. And again, it was a combination, I guess, of the guitar case and the suit and the long hair. You are judged on the way you look. Of course, they didn't realize they had nothing but drugs in the guitar case at that point. No, it was not drugs or anything like that. It was a, forget what it was, but it was actually a musical instrument. But I'm happy to see that if you go online, there are a number of articles dealing with America and our changing dress. So I'm going to read one of those articles from one of the websites that I perused over the weekend because I never, ever stop working on this show except for 5:56 every Monday through Friday. But I never stop working on this show. And I was looking up when did America become a nation of slobs? Because I don't think I'm the only person who thinks that way. Now, look, a lot of it depends on the situation. Okay, my family doesn't do funerals. Okay, one of us dies, and typically we don't do funerals. The only people who know are immediate family, and by the time anybody else finds out, the person who is deceased has been reduced to ash. And that's which, by the way, is not a bad topic in itself. But we don't really do the funeral thing. But if you die and I come to your funeral, I'm going to give you the respect of wearing a suit. It's just the way it is. It's just, I don't know, call it old fashioned, I guess, but it's the way I was brought up. You go to a wedding and you try to look as decent as you can. You go to a funeral and you try to look as decent as you can. But you go to church, which I do not, but if you do go to church, maybe you've noticed that people look pretty well, and maybe you notice that the people look like they might as well be coming from a Black Sabbath concert, like they're still on tour. Actually, they might be. I'd have to check. But the phone number, and I'll get to the article here in just a moment. Do you dress up anymore? And for what do you dress up? And do you think it is good that America has become a casual nation? And by the way, business casual. I don't know exactly what business casual is anymore because business casual has also been on a steady downward slope for several years. Definitely. Business casual, that notion came out when? The 1990s? And it used to be one thing, and now it's something utterly different, to the point where I could probably rationalize the sweatpants I'm wearing right now and the T-shirt that I'm wearing right now as business casual. I can rationalize pretty much anything, folks. The phone number is 803-0930. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, dress has to be appropriate to the situation in which you find yourself. For example, if you go out to an establishment to watch a Buffalo Bills game, you must wear, it's a must. You're not going to wear a suit, okay, to go watch a Bills game at a local establishment. You are going to wear a Bills jersey and jeans, possibly Zuba, but you are going to be wearing something that has to do with the Bills as a football team. What do you think? Is it good that America has gone casual? Do you notice this at your workplace, your church, places you recreate? Is it a positive development? Is it a negative development? And I'll be the first to tell you, I had some errands I had to take care of this morning, and I was in my business very casual wear, which was the sweatpants and a T-shirt, because the places I had to go, I just, you know, honestly, I did not care. I wanted to be in and out, and that was it. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let's go to Fred in Lancaster. Fred, you are on WBEN, and for some reason I have to restart the computer here, Tanner, because it's not, I need to restart it. So if you can punch up Fred on line one. Fred, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, Tom, interesting story. I was going into a beverage store, local beverage store, years ago, and I was all dressed up. I was out for dinner with my girlfriend at the time, and the guy, I was buying a six-pack of Sam Adams, and the guy said to me, he goes, you know, the 12-packs are on sale. And I says, I'm sorry, I go, but I have to perform. And he asked me what band I was in. I says, no, I have my girlfriend outside. I guess you didn't get that.
No,
but, I think America is definitely dressing down, and we have dress sneakers, we have mowing sneakers, we have gym sneakers. I never heard of a dress sneaker in my life, but people wear them to weddings. I've seen that, and people wear them to funerals.
Okay, and, you know what? I'd never really thought of the concept of a dress sneaker before your telephone call here. Can you explain, like, and I did get the whole performing part. I was just trying to keep the show on a decent and pure level for a little while.
Good.
And I'm sorry that alcohol renders your dead limb even more dead. sounds like an AJ's ad here. But the dress sneaker, can you describe what makes a dress sneaker a dress sneaker?
Well, a dress sneaker is what's worn nowadays to, it's your nice sneaker. And it appears what people do is they have three pairs of sneakers. They have the mowing sneakers, they have the dress sneakers, and they have the in-between sneakers, like the gym sneakers. And what happens is people buy the sneaker, and then it just works its way down to the mowing sneaker. But
so what do you think of this, Fred? Fred, what do you think of it? I know that you're preoccupied with ideas of your poor performance in the sack, and you did say it was. It did say,
well, there's a difference between a six pack and a 12 pack, right?
I got nothing on that because, yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry that that's an issue for you. I'd suggest consulting your urologist. You know, they do have these little pills out now that might give you some assistance, and if that fails, they do have implants.
Already done, Tom. Already done.
Glad to see you're on
top
of it.
That story happened years. I passed.
You guys cracked me up. Fred, I'd like to continue this, but guess what I have to do?
Break.
And I got to call your ex-girlfriend. So would you hold on a minute? hold on. I'll be with you. Don't go anywhere. All right, off to a rousing start, if not an arousing start. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So Casual America, yes or no? Fred in Lancaster. Fred, continue, sir.
Yes. The only thing worse than seeing a guy show up in the same suit, and I'm talking about like a friend or a family member, they show up in the same suit at every funeral and every wedding and every, you know, event.
Dude, you're paying
like
much too much attention to other dudes. I'm just saying.
It's called a one suit. One suit guy.
Your boat.
You know, you got to turn it up a little bit, you know?
One suit. Okay, time out. Yeah. One suit can turn into a very versatile piece of apparel by altering your shirts, because you buy the right suit and a multiplicity of shirts are going to go with it, as will a multiplicity of quality ties. And even if the person buys like two other nice dress shirts and a couple of nice ties and maybe a pocket square, that one suit is not going to be as dramatic. But if they're wearing the same suit, the same shirt, the same tie, that's an issue.
That's what I'm talking about. That's bad.
And people are going to bitch about not having money, but people always, I don't know, the people who bitch the most about money always have money for beer, they always have money for cigarettes, and they always have money for one more tattoo.
And football games.
Hey, and
A couple hundred dollars to go to a football game, but they can't buy a suit at JCPenney's for $200? I mean, it's ridiculous. Our society's going downhill.
So,
and the worst thing is seeing guys wear sneakers to funerals and weddings and construction boots to funerals and weddings. And then they get in their $60,000 pickup truck and drive away.
Well, somewhere along the way, we became a nation of slobs. And I'm saying somewhere between 1968 and 1970, I think, is when it started. You agree, disagree with that analysis?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would say from the 68 to the 80s, and then it just went downhill. The early 80s, it's horrible.
And
you know what? You act the role. That's the thing with dressing. If you're you never see people in suits beating up, unless you're watching a gangster movie, you don't see them beating people up on the street. It's always someone in sneakers or construction boots and some tattered jeans.
Well, it's not, I beg to disagree. It's not just the suit, it's also the way you carry yourself. And if you carry yourself with poise, confidence, and charisma, that kind of sends a message.
Well, it's hard to do that at a wedding when you're wearing sneakers and jeans. I don't care how much charisma you have.
Right, but you had just said somebody walking down the street getting beaten up.
Well, yeah. That was referring back to your 1968, when everyone on the subway had suits and ties, and they wore hats. You didn't see people getting beat up on the subways back then. I think the clothes have an impact on how you comport yourself.
We're
going down, so is society.
I could not agree with what you're saying more. I absolutely, you know what? I feel like 1,000% better when I'm wearing a suit than I do right now in my sweatpants.
And that's the whole thing of it. And I agree with you. I mean, great show.
All right, thank you. And something else I'm going to add, because you started this show talking off about your former girlfriend. If you want to attract. If you want to attract quality women, you got to look like a quality man. Doesn't matter how tall you are, doesn't matter how much you weigh, but if you look like you've got something going on, you automatically draw attention. I'm just telling you.
You dress to the nines. And I have to say, our African-American brothers, a lot of times they dress to the nines, and it looks good.
I must mention that I've mentioned this a few times before, but our black brothers and sisters, I've talked to some about this, about, hey, like, really, what's up with the church dress? And the explanation that I've been given, and if you listen to the show enough, you know what the explanation is. Well, we want to show our best to God. And I thought, wow, that's a really profound thing to say. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call, Fred. America, have we become a nation of slobs? And personally, there are three different dresses that I affect. Number one, what I'm wearing right now, T-shirt and sweatpants, because it's work, you can't see me, and I don't feel like wrecking good clothes and all the things that can be wrecked at a radio station. The other is what I'll call casual jeans, but a nice shirt, unless it's a band shirt with cut-off sleeves. Then that is acceptable. And then the other one is suits. And the more money you spend on a quality suit, the better the fit, the better it's going to be. Just don't be foolish. See a tailor. If you can, get custom suits because they're made for you. And I'll add one more thing into this. Suspenders, not belts. Sorry, suspenders rule the roost in my closet. Does that just, like, automatically make me seem like a 60-year-old white dude? All right, let's go to some more calls. Oh, I'm forbidden, by the way, by the future Mrs. Bowerly. I am forbidden from wearing Bills jerseys unless I'm actually going to a place to watch a game. I cannot wear I cannot wear jerseys unless I'm actually watching the game. That is verboten. And, you know, you got to keep them happy. You know what I'm saying? Here's Sam in Black Rock, I believe, or I'm having issues here seeing today. Sam in Black Rock, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, Black Rock is correct. But I totally agree with you. I don't have any suits, but I do have a few sport jackets that I could use interchangeably with a lot of different slacks and shirts and ties and whatnot. And I have one question in three parts is, when did it be okay to wear pajamas out? When did it become okay to wear shredded jeans? And when did it become okay to wear your pants down halfway down your butt crack? Those are my three biggest beefs. And if you look at some of the photos from you know, even the city of Buffalo from downtown, people dressed when they went downtown. They didn't wear, you know, their shorts and their T-shirts and their, you know, ragged sneakers downtown. They actually put on a pair of pants, a pair of slacks, a nice dress shirt, a nice tie, and they went downtown. They had the hat, you know, like the little, fedora and stuff. But now you look at people and they just look like they're just so raggedy bums that who would even have any kind of respect or any kind of, you know, how do they have any kind of credibility when you're looking like some kind of a sloth?
I think you raised some very interesting questions. Let's start off with the pajamas. I first noticed this somewhere around the year 2000. Is that when you started noticing it?
Oh, I can't remember the year, but it's just, I mean, come on. Do you really have to wear your pajamas outside of your house? I mean, if you're in your house, you know, I mean, bumming around your house, yeah, wear your pajama bottoms, you know. But when you go to a store, you know, a grocery store, a supermarket or a department store, is that really what you want to wear is some pajama bottoms? That, you know, look, I don't know. I'm just, that's
okay. Look, it's usually women wearing pajamas out in public. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. My first thought, and maybe it's the German coming out in me, is, okay, so you're wearing pajamas. Did you at least change your underwear? I mean, that's one of my first thoughts that I have. I'm not going to lie. As far as the pants to the butt crack, that is was an urban thing, and then it spread into the burbs. And what was the other one again?
Shredded jeans with the shredded pants.
Shredded jeans. Here's where I'm going to take exception with you. Some people look pretty darn good in shredded jeans, I think. I saw a couple of ladies over the weekend, and they were wearing jeans with holes all over them, and I thought, you know what? That actually works on you.
But you know what? If you're an older, I don't want to say old, I want to say mature lady, I mean, do you really need to wear shredded jeans? Are you trying to look like you're 20 years old?
Yes.
And another thing is, like, with the, what do you call it, the hair, the non-natural colored hairs. I seen a lady, she looked like she was 70 years old, wearing, like, purple hair. I said, do you really think that's becoming to wear purple hair and shredded jeans? You're 70 years old or somewhere in there, somewhere in that range. I mean, do you really, is that the way you want to present yourself to people? Is that how you want people to perceive you, as with purple hair, shredded jeans, and, you know, whatever clogs, or not even clogs anymore, the Crocs that they wear that are so out-colored that they don't even match anything you're wearing?
Well, I'm going to say something that's probably going to make you hate me if you don't already, and that is the colored hair. I don't know. It doesn't bother me, and it doesn't bother me because several of the people that I know in the local music scene, I don't even know if they're 70, but they're certainly late 50s, early 60s, they do wear purple hair, and I don't know why, but that never really has bothered me.
No, I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, disparage them, but honestly, I mean,
sure you are.
Some of the people just are, the colored hair just does not fit their...
Well, let's say, can we say something else? Can we agree on something else about colored hair? Okay, there are two kinds of hair colors. Number one, the one that looks cheap. I won't say where. I saw a fella over the weekend with a very bad dye job. And a very bad dye job is like a very bad toupee. It stands out. The best dye jobs are the ones where you don't know it's a dye job. It's that good. And as far as I'm concerned, they can only be done by professionals.
So, I mean, all that being said, I mean, back to the suit and tie thing, I will wear a suit and tie, or at least a jacket, a sport jacket and a tie and some nice dress slacks to a wedding. And I will wear a nice jacket and nice slacks and a tie to a funeral. The least you could do is show that much respect for the people who are either getting married or the people who are deceased. And, you know, you want to just kind of show your best on their final goodbye. I mean, that's just me. I mean, I've seen people wear shorts and sneakers and T-shirts to funerals and weddings, and I've also seen people wearing shorts and T-shirts to whatever, to church, and I also think that is pretty disrespectful to wear shorts and a T-shirt and flip-flops to church. Come on, can't you at least show a little bit? I mean, are you going to wear that to your mother's house for your Sunday dinner?
Possibly.
More than likely, probably yes. But I mean, I get you, because I'm a plumber and I don't have to dress up for work, but I do like to look presentable when I go into somebody's house. You know, I don't want to look like a slob, and I don't want them to think, who is this guy, you know, who looks like some kind of a guy who walked off of the homeless strip downtown or something.
Tough crowd. I understand you, man. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Good stuff.
All right, have a good day.
Good stuff. All right. One thing that we haven't mentioned is scrubs. Okay, if you work at a hospital, could you please take the scrubs off before you go into the grocery store? Because I always wonder what kind of bacteria have gathered on your scrubs during the course of your shift. No disrespect. I love you in the health profession, okay? But scrubs in a grocery store, scrubs in an enclosed environment, no thank you. Because I don't know if you're walking around with, like, gonorrhea on you or not. And I don't even like thinking about that. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. And this would be Stanley in Lackawanna. Stanley, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, I noticed when I see pictures of the old Sabres when they first got into the league, and you'd see the people behind the glass, everybody had a suit, and they were all dressed like they just came from a five-star restaurant.
Probably.
And now it's, well, if you're not wearing at least a Sabres jersey, which I guess is pretty acceptable, that's the new thing in the last 20 years, but before that, I'm trying to guess what time period it started flipping.
And, you know, that's a really interesting point, because when the Sabres entered the league, they played at the odd. And the seats closest to the glass, of course, were the gold seats. And go back and look at the prices of those gold seats. They're like $8 or something. Are you kidding me? But you're absolutely right. When you look at pictures of old Sabres games or videos of even like the 74, 75 Sabres, most of the people, especially in the lower part of the bowl, were wearing shirts and ties and a jacket, the men. And the women were wearing dresses.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, and it was an event, and you would dress appropriately because you were going to an event. And now it's like almost anything goes.
But how about you? When do you dress up? Because I'll be the first to tell you, I look like an absolute slob right now. And later on today, I will be dressed in my casual gear. I'm not wearing a suit today.
Well, again, if I'm going to Shays to see, if I'm going out even to the Tralfamador to see a comic or an event, I will. And if I don't, my wife will let me know. You're not really wearing that, are you?
Oh man.
It's like me with sports jerseys.
I cannot wear sports jerseys. I can't do it around certain people.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud to say I don't own any sports jerseys. I own a couple of T-shirts, but I don't own any of the players' names.
Yeah, I've got a couple of Josh Allens, DeMar Hamlin, and a couple of Von Millers, actually. But I'm only allowed to wear them if I'm alone and if I'm watching a game in a bar. That's the only time I'm allowed to wear them.
Well, then that's appropriate, you know. That's appropriate. But, you know, to wear, wear a Josh Allen, you know, to communion at church is, I don't know, a little, you know. Dress for the event, I guess is what I'm saying.
There are those who do believe Josh Allen may, in fact, be Jesus or at least have his power. I'm just saying.
Yes, that's sad.
Very, very interesting. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. I would love to hear from ladies. Ladies, what do you make of the new American casual? How do you dress? Are you a lady who wears pajamas out of the house? Why? Why do you do that? Do you say anything when you see a dude with his pants halfway down his gluteal cleft? That would be the butt crack for the non-medically initiated. 803-0930, star 930. It's a great show already, man. It's Monday, and I'm already laughing. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Keep the calls coming. We're having fun, and we're making a statement. We're striking a blow for non-slovenliness in Western New York. On News Radio 930 WBEN. I should point out that my boss, Tim Wenger, is properly attired in a $5,000 custom suit with French cuffs and gold cufflinks in his office right now at News Radio 930 WBEN. Even Tanner Saunders is wearing dress pants, slacks, and a blazer. It's Bowerly. More calls coming up after news with Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN.